inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Pink, white, and orange tulips, yellow daffodils, purple crocus, and white snowdrops. They could all be part of your yard and garden next spring if you simply do a little planning now for upcoming bulb planting. With me on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Bulbs, I've noticed, have started showing up in stores. Should we be planting them now, or is it still a little bit too early?
It is too early to be planting them. If we put them in the ground now, the problem is, once they get a certain amount of cool temperatures, cool being down in the 40s, in the soil temperatures at least, we want them to be growing some roots, but again, not yet. So if they get their, I forget if it's 90 to 120 days of cool time, then they start to sprout their green top growth. And unfortunately, we do not want, if we plant them now, they might be sprouting top growth in late December or January. And I don't know if you remember last year, it was kind of weird. I was gardening on New Year's Eve, and then the temperature on New Year's Day dropped about 30 degrees. If we had sprouts, and there was garlic sprouting. Some of my garlic was sprouting by that time also. Luckily, they quit with that cold weather. But we don't want to put them in the ground yet. Same thing, yeah, with the garlic too. So timing for both of those, buy your bulbs now, get them home, put them in a cool, dark place, and keep them until the end of September, so a month from now at least. And through October, hopefully we'll have a kind of sort of dry day. I won't hope for sun necessarily. So that we can be planting them, but we can be prepping the soil. We can make sure it's nice, well-drained soil. Maybe we're going to have to mix some extra sand with it, considering how wet things are now, to make those bulbs happier to be growing in well-drained soil.
Any recommendations as far as what kind of bulbs might grow well in Southeast Alaska conditions?
How many deer do you have in your yard on a regular basis? That will determine whether or not you can plant tulips, particularly going up Pioneer, up in Douglas, or up in Mountainside here in Juneau, and well, even in our yard. The deer kind of know, and it seems like when those tulip bulbs have their nice big buds up there, just showing color, and figure, oh, they're going to be open tomorrow. Along comes the deer and browses off those top buds. So unless you have fence or plan for fencing or protection, tulips are kind of a deer magnet. But daffodils and crocus and snowdrops and the ornamental onions, alliums, those are not attractive. Crocus can be attractive to the deer, but the other ones are not to the point of being, you know, potentially somewhat toxic. And they're good choices to grow. The other thing is that tulips, normally most of the big flowering tulips are pretty much one crop. You get one, we plant them this fall, next year you get really nice, big, beautiful flowers, and the following year maybe they're half as big, you know, and the third year there's nothing but a few leaves. So for a lot of tulips, treating them like an annual, unless you've got a really warm, dry, sunny spot, is the way to go. Where daffodils come back well, crocus come back well, alliums and snowdrops, they come back really well normally year after year. Look at your choices, and maybe you're ordering them online versus buying locally. Think about timing for planting too. So you get an assortment, you get the early low growing plants, bulbs, and then they're followed by a little taller daffodils and other stuff, and then alliums or lilies. Unfortunately, lilies aren't much often seen around here in the fall, but are good to plant in the fall for next year's bloom.
Okay, and I imagine that when the time comes, you will give us a little bit of a refresher on how to properly plant these, right?
We will talk about, planting both flower bulbs and garlic bulbs later in a month from now or so.
All right, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
My
grain to the music from the land. Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk. Plant your rose
straight and long. KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.